There's been a lot of other news this weekend, and we want to keep you up to date. Iraq says it wants to meet again with United Nations weapons inspectors. Next weekend, Iraqi authorities promise to welcome Chief Inspector Hans Blix back to Baghdad. NPR's Ann Garrels is in Baghdad now and joins us. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
The weapons inspectors, Hans Blix and the others, have already been to Baghdad. They've said they're not receiving cooperation. They've given that information to the United Nations. Why would they go back again?
Because a war is in the offing, I think is the blunt answer. And the Iraqis have invited them. They say that they will be cooperative and that they're willing to negotiate. But we heard nothing today to indicate that they're willing to move on the two key issues that the UN inspectors are worried about, and that's UN reconnaissance flights over Iraq and private interviews with Iraqi scientists. All the Iraqi scientists called in so far have appeared with a witness.
And when they say they're willing to negotiate, that's a word that is, seems almost guaranteed not to satisfy the Bush administration, which is demanding absolute compliance or war.
Well, the Bush administration says that what the Iraqis are doing is what they did in 91, which is to sort of play for time. The Iraqis say they're serious, and certainly the inspectors feel that they have to give them a last chance.
And I want to mention another date here. Hans Blix and the other inspectors will report back to the United Nations Security Council again on February 14th. So that's the next, perhaps, the next key deadline that we have to keep in mind. Now you mentioned that the Iraqis have been accused of playing for time. They certainly are playing on the diplomatic stage, and I gather that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein has given a sort of video interview.
Yes, which is pretty unprecedented. He hasn't been seen in public for 2 years, and he hasn't done an interview in 12. And he chose to do this interview with Tony Benn, who's an eccentric British socialist politician who's both loved and loathed at home in Britain. He wasn't much loved by the press today, I have to say. He said he came as a peacemaker. The assembled press was anxious to hear what Saddam Hussein had said to him, since this was such an extraordinary event. Benn would not reveal the contents of the interview, saying it has to be played in full. It's about half an hour. He would only cite the questions which he posed, and they appeared to be softballs, questions like, do you have weapons of mass destruction? We know the answer.
And I know this is one of the most difficult things to get a handle on, but you've really done impressive work in doing it in your past trips to Baghdad. What is your sense of what the Iraqi people are thinking? What is the mood right now?
The mood is numb. I think that's the blunt way of putting it. And as you say, trying to determine what Iraqis truly think is really difficult, because most interviews always include a government-assigned minder. And even when there isn't a minder, Iraqis make it quite clear to us they're frightened to speak openly. Privately, you know, they make it clear they don't like Saddam Hussein. They'd like to see him gone, but they're highly ambivalent at best about the U.S. coming in. As one Western diplomat who's been here a long time said, they're not going to see the U.S. as liberators. You know, they don't see them as liberators as the Iraqi people, but as liberators of Iraqi oil. That's their problem. Another standard answer among Iraqis is a kind of fatalistic, hey, we're used to war. You know, that's all we've known for the last 20 years. Beneath the surface, though, I think it's fair to say they're terrified of the devastation of a future war and the potential civil conflict that might erupt if this fractious country unravels. And in Baghdad in particular, where I am, I mean, they know that Baghdad is the target, that the Saddam regime is the target. And they fear that the destruction this time will be much worse than 91. One man I know who lives next to one of Saddam's palaces is extremely nervous.
Well, do they take any precautions then?
Well, you know, there's not a lot most of them can do. Some see the growing peace movement and protests, and they just hope there won't be a war. Most don't have the money to pay the bribes that they have to Iraqi officials to get out of the country. The biggest issue is electricity and water. They very much remember 91 when these installations were targeted by the U.S. Those with means are digging wells in their garden, so they will have access to water. Some are buying generators. But at $250 a pop, that's really beyond the means of most. So apart from, you know, keeping their rations, storing a little bit of food, there's not much going on.
NPR's Ann Garrels joined us from Baghdad. Annie, thanks very much.